Welcome everyone to a new episode of the 3D Print Show. On today's episode, we're kind of just messing around on, we're going to update Ultimaker Cura. I've heard the new update did quite a bit. Honestly, was never a fan of their software. I guess we'll see how it is. I'm having kind of a rough time trying to figure out the Creatly software that I normally use. Just for this one print, it's giving me issues. So we're going to re-download, well, not re-download, but update it and see how it is and see if I can't help walk through with it. And if you're not familiar, the Creality Slicer is what Ender 3, I don't know if you would say it comes with. It's their software, basically. It's good software. I like it. But every now and then, there's something that's just, I can't figure out. And then I'll swap to here. So Ultimaker so far looks the same. I guess I need to sign back and figure it out. Ultimaker is compatible with PC and Mac. So if you have a Mac and you're trying to 3D print with it, you can use them. I've never had good luck at all using the Mac, using Ultimaker. My prints always came out soft, like I could squish it. I say that, but I'm having that issue right now with the other one. I can't talk today. And I don't know why I'm having that issue. So let's see. I want to change my material. Well, I guess we'll just leave it PLA. Because I believe I have PLA Plus. But it looks like it's going to be the same. I do need to change printers, though. There we go. So what we're going to print out, or reprint out, I should say, is the butt of Mando's pulse rifle. I'm using the files from a site called Thingiverse. You've probably heard me mention it in the past couple episodes. It is a free website. You can upload designs you've done, or you can go on there and search for just about anything. Like, here soon I'm going to be searching for a shelf, and I'm just going to print me a shelf. They've got literally, you can think, if you think of it, it's probably on there. But all the files are free. This is actually going to be a reprint. I started to print this already, but as different files. The first set did not have a trigger and no moving parts. This one has moving parts and a trigger. So I felt like it's going to look better. So if you're wanting this one to do it the same as me, search up Mandalorian Blaster Prop is what they got it titled as. The creator is, it's by Oddworks. It's one word. They posted it April 14th of 2020. Your photo that you'll see is an unpainted pulse rifle. I can't tell if it's white or gray, but it's laying in the grass, and that's the exact one I'm doing. This one's got 16 files in it, and they're all labeled terribly. The titles are crap, so watch what you're doing. We're gonna go to the one up from the bottom, which is our butt. Seven fixed, one fixed is what they got it titled as. So I've got it downloaded. We'll go back to Ultimaker. I've also erased my SD card, cleared it out, just in case that may be the issue. I think I've got it in downloads. The other issue that I seen from comments on this one had a lot of comments. Fully put together, it only comes out to about 4 feet. So, and I'm only printing on the Ender 3 V2 at the moment. My Sunlu S8 is currently down still. We just ordered 2 new parts for it this evening. We ordered a new aluminum extruder and a new hot end. Yeah, that sounds about right. We'll go with that. I'm hoping those will be here Friday, if not sometime Saturday. They were Prime on Amazon, so I'm thinking, and depends on what time we ordered too. I'm hoping Friday, but if not, definitely it'll definitely be here this weekend. So that being said, big one is down. So I've kind of got to go and hope that I can get the sizing to this printer. So in here, you can change the file name. I imagine Creality you could, where I don't know. Bottom left, you'll see a pencil with the name. We can go in and change that. I don't know what I want to change the name so I can easily figure out what's what. I was going to name it Butt Rifle. Well, it's a rifle and it's the butt. Okay. And then I need to change the sizing. So on the far left, they've still got our tools to move, scale, rotate, mirror, per model settings, and support blocker. We are going to click on the object first. Let's see. I honestly don't know how much I should up this, because there's multiple pieces in this print. I need to up it to the actual rifle stands at least 6 foot, and we're at 4, but I've got to go by my printer. Our X-axis is sitting at 23.5. What are we looking like at 30 millimeters? What did I do? Oh, great. Don't know what I just dragged and changed. Okay. Okay, we're just going to clear the build plate build plate, because I guess I thought I was moving it and I was adjusting the size. Okay. Click. 3.5. Change that to 30. Now we have the move. Drag blue, bring it up. That is the only thing I don't like about this. It's when you adjust the size, you would think it would put it, you know, on the build plate, but no, you've got to adjust it. Okay, I don't know what's going on now, because I was playing with this a little bit ago, and on Creality, I could change the, what did I change, the X? Yeah, the X axis at 30, and it would print it. But now, it's not going to let me print that. Is it because I'm like at the highest point? Okay, let's go down to 29. 29 does it. 29.5 does it, but 29.9? Not 0.9. 0.8. Okay, no. 0.7. Oh, okay. So they want you half a millimeter from the top on Ultimaker. Kind of sucks. But seeing this, that scales me from 100%, which is what the original sizing is, to 125.5. So I think we should be getting close to that. We should be at that 6 foot. If we're a little bit taller, I think that's fine. And we do want uniform scaling, because that will keep everything, you know, proportioned as you adjust. I'm not going to move the print. I lost where my front was. I think this is my front. Yeah, I'm not going to move it. Okay, we'll close that in. So, you'll see your top, you'll have like, this is generic PLA. I'm rolling with PLA Plus, but I don't see that option, so we're going to leave that. Yeah, well, best filament. Yeah, we're going to leave that. And then nozzle size, change your nozzle size if you got something different. All mod are 0.4s. The next thing to write, that's where we, where things change up. Super quality is the best, smoothest quality. You go down to dynamic, down to standard, and then low. We're going to print this as dynamic. Yeah, we're going to try out dynamic. Let's see that. Quality, really that. Wall thickness, I think that's okay. Infill, I've got at 20% on here. Since this is something I feel is going to get banged up, just because the rifle kind of gets clipped to the back once it's not in use, we're going to put the infill distance to 50. Now, if you don't know what Enfield Destiny is, I want to tell you. The Enfield Destiny is Destiny Density. This has been a long day. The Enfield Density is how solid is this thing going to be? So, I had it 20%, so it's 20% solid. It's going to print shapes to fill it. And if it's only 20%, it's going to have 80% holes, but 20% structure is basically the easiest way I can explain it. I'm putting it into 50, so it's going to be about half and half. Now, on Creality, I don't think you can change the infill pattern, but with Ultimaker, you can. I think their basic is cubed, or cubic, that's what they got it. I want to say there were diamonds at one point. Oh, I do have the full list up. Oh, and I believe you can see pictures. No, you can't. I thought you could. I'm trying to look at the list. You got grids, lines, triangles, trihex, cubic, subdivision. Screen's kind of far. octic, I think that says. Quarter cubic, zigzag, cross, gyroid, and lightning. I don't know, lightning. And we're going to stick with cubic. The next thing is your material settings. Print temperature. And the next one is build plate temperature. Build plate temperature. I run mine at 60 for this PLA and PLA plus. Plus, you have to figure what you're printing on, if you print on glass or anything else. I know glass. I have never tried the other stuff. I found that I love glass right off the bat, so I stuck with it. My preference is 60 for the build plate temperature. Same thing with the print temperature. That's what your nozzle's going to be at. People have their favorite temperatures. It all depends on the material you're printing, as well as the brand. I normally print with Sunlu. This is actually Sunlu brand filament that I'm using. But I'm going to jump this to 205. And then the temperature stuff you can always change on the fly on your printers. I normally like to set it on here so that way it'll kind of configure it. Your print speeds, I set mine to 50. Also setting all your stuff for this way will give it the closest time frame that you could be looking at. Is never correct. It normally takes longer. But we'll see. I don't do anything with the rest. Supports. You generate supports or not. This one doesn't need any. And then build plate adhesion. You've got skirt, brim, raft, or none. I always print on a raft. Ooh. Oh, yeah. So, Ultimaker puts a border around the inside, so you can't use it. I don't like prims. Yeah, I like using rafts, but it's not gonna let me on this print. And that, I really don't like that. We'll try a skirt. Your next will be your dual. If you're starting out, you most likely don't have this dual. It's basically two filaments printing. Let's see, that's all the settings I want. Once you feel you're correct, you make sure you got your correct printer on there. Up top, you can go to preview. Oh, wait, no, we can't. About to prepare. Once you got what you want, hit slice. It's going to think a minute. Bigger prints, the longer it's going to take the print. Mine's done. It says, with my current settings and everything, it's estimating it 1 day, 1 hour, and 47 minutes. Normally, that's not correct. Normally, it's longer. I'm going to estimate not a day and a half. It's basically estimating a day and 2 hours. I'll say not even a day and 5 hours, but that's what we're going to go with. It'll tell you the estimate of how much filament it will take or materials it will take as well. So once you slice, you can go to preview and actually see kind of how your print's going to be. It'll show your layers. So I kind of like how it is. If you're going to have supports, there's a way you can see that in here too. Everything looks good to me. And I already got my SD cards on here. So we're going to save it to removable drive. And I might want to warm up my printer. I thought I already had it warmed up, but I did not. A lot of people like, some gunk on the nozzle. A lot of people like to use some kind of promoter for their beds to help the print stick. Somebody makes, it's on Amazon, a promoter that they make that you're actually dab on. I've never used it yet. I do plan on it. I should actually go find it again and purchase. Some people, and I know these tricks for glass beds. Other stuff, I'm not sure. Put my card back in. I've seen people talk about hairspray. I've never tried the hairspray route, so I can't really say anything about that. But glue sticks, yes, I have found I like the glue stick method. I don't really think it matters what kind of glue stick you use. I've just got some glue sticks from Dollar Tree, honestly, and they've worked perfectly for me. Okay, so right now I've got my nozzle is at 197 and my bed's at 50, so it's almost there. Check my print files, and only this is in it. Oh man, it did not. I forgot that I redid this, so I did not save the new name. Definitely go in there and redo this just so I can title it differently, because I'm probably going to leave this on there for a bit. Rifle butt. Okay, we're going to save and eject. And I hope this weekend, I'm hoping using Ultimaker kind of, oh, well, it made it as a second file. That's fine. I hope this kind of fixes my issue of it being soft. I really don't know why it was printing like that. But I hope this fixes that issue. And if so, I can start. I can start printing on the big printer more parts for this rifle and use both at the same time and hopefully get one big rifle done soon or sooner than planned. I had notes that I upped at 7, but now we need it 5.5. It's always best if you're doing, say, like you're printing this and it's multiple pieces and you have to upsize. It's definitely a good idea to take note of how much you had to. Sorry, I am adjusting the speed. There we go. It's definitely good to take note of how much you're upsizing, like how many millimeters or how much percent. Because here I'm upping it, I think it was like 7.5. Or, well, no, it would be 6.5. Yeah, I'm upping it 6.5. So, and if I don't keep that in here, then I'm just gonna go off of what's there, or I'm just gonna get it completely wrong and it's not gonna match up. So we are printing now. Trying to watch it. It's. I've been having issues with this filament for some reason. Or I don't know if it was the filament or the file, actually. So we'll see. That's really it. It's a kind of a small walkthrough on Ultimaker. Like I said, slicers, it's not a whole lot to it. You can do a lot more in Ultimaker than I just talked about. But this is just the basic gets you going, honestly. So we'll cut that. Cut the video there, or not the video, the podcast. And wow, this is actually about how long the others were. So thank you for listening. This was really just talk about the Mandalorian prints as we're going. Hope y'all enjoyed these podcasts. I hope to do a lot more. Like I said, we'll do one of upgrading parts. I'm hoping those are here this weekend. And definitely more Prince of Mandalorian stuff. So, thanks for listening and stay tuned for more.